Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael, and this is my health and fitness podcast episode number 27. How about today we talk about food categories, in particular, protein bars, protein shakes, and food. A little bit about me. I've been in the performance nutrition business for over 25 years, working in executive roles with brands such as Strength Systems, the World Wrestling Federation's IcoPro, Champion Nutrition, and Metrix. I was a category manager at the Vitamin Shoppe, managing the snack, bar, drink, sport nutrition, and weight loss categories. I even own my own brand called Clinical Sports Labs. During my time, I spent a lot of days with top athletes in a variety of sports, including bodybuilding, powerlifting, baseball, football, MMA, wrestling, and even traveled with the world's strongest man, Marius Pudzianowski. Most importantly, I am you. I'm a dad, a husband, and a workout junkie, and I try every day to make myself mentally, physically, spiritually better than the day before. What do you say we get started? All right. The other day, someone came in and was talking to me about wanting to lose weight, wanting to tighten up, and said he was going to eliminate a couple meals and replace them with a protein bar, a nutrition bar. Now, I've been around nutrition bars, and I've been around protein powders, and I've been around food for a long, long time. And I got to tell you my thoughts on how I would rank each one of those food categories. On the bottom of the list, and this comes from a guy that sold Big 100 bars, sold pure protein bars, sold super protein bars, sold a variety of different nutrition bars. They are on the bottom of the list. Why? I use this analogy. You're baking a cake. You mix the batter. You pour the batter into the baking dish or whatever you put your batter in, cake thing, whatever. You put it in the oven. When it gets done, the middle is nice and moist, tastes fantastic. Get towards the outside, it's a little bit more airy, some holes in it, and then you get the crust. Think about that as a nutrition bar, specifically a protein bar. There's no way you're getting the same nutritional profile in every single bar. No way. And usually they are made with a bunch of shit ingredients. Sorry, they are. Think about what goes in. Next time you grab a nutrition bar that's supposed to be healthy, peel back the aluminum foil and look at the ingredients. It's garbage. Now, is there a time and place for a protein bar? Of course there is. For example, I'm driving on a Mass Pike going from New Haven to Boston to see my daughter. I'm starving and I know I'm going to be sitting in traffic. I'll pull over to a rest stop and I'll grab a nutrition bar. Now, I'm pretty careful with what I'm looking to get because I'm looking for protein. So if I'm going to grab a protein bar, I will grab a Big 100 because I feel it's got a lot of protein. I feel its nutritional profile is okay. Not great. Sugars and stuff like that are out of whack. But from a standpoint of a food bar, that's the bar I would drink. But that is my third option. Option number two, or food category number two, shakes. I think shakes definitely have a place in everyone's daily regimen when food is not an option. For example, when I'm done training, I drink a whey protein shake. Whey protein is in your body and out of your body in an average of 26 minutes. So if I know that I'm going to be eating within a half hour or so when I'm done training, I will shake up a shake. I put it in water. I'll put a whey protein, some whey protein here, about 24, 25 grams of protein. That's a time for shake. I also have a shake before I go to bed, and I'll have a blended shake on the days before I train. A little bit complicated, but we're going to talk about nutrition regimen later. But protein powders, definitely number two. Read the labels. Look for, it says added sugars. Look for the ingredients. Make sure you're very smart because there's some really, really good ones out there. And there is a bunch of shit out there from a protein standpoint. And number one food category is FOOD. That smells food. You gotta try to get most of your macronutrients in the course of a day with food. Have it available. Do your meal prep. Have some chicken breasts already made. Have some eggs boiled. Have some vegetables in the refrigerator so you can eat those. Because food has all the complete things you need to make the body strong, to help recovery, to make you full, to help burn body fat. It's got enzymes in it, and we all know it's got protein, carbs, and fat. We already know that. So food would be the number one food category. Second would be protein powders, and third would be protein bars. Next time you're putting together your meal plan, next time you're traveling and stuff like that, try to think along those lines. Don't grab the nutrition bar. Don't grab the quote-unquote nutrition bar. Head over to a different aisle, maybe get an RTD, ready to drink, for those that don't know the terminology, a ready to drink out of the cooler, because that's typically going to be better for you than a bar. And of course, always, always have your food ready. Thank you guys for listening. Last night was our hugest listening week of all. We had over 1,400 listens to our podcast and some other ones too. I thank you for that. Any comments, questions, you want to argue with me, tell me something different, hit me up at michaelakaruba@gmail.com. This is Mike. Peace out.